Bro, I just got an email from SUNY Oneona IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No. Report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunyoneona-ithelp.biz.
Bruh. Okay. Real IT emails come from @oneonta.edu. That's like getting a text from Jeff Bezos asking for your bank info.
So, if I clicked it...
Oh, your password gone, your data stolen, and your dignity non-existent.
What do I do?
Okay, hold on. Here are some steps to combat these issues. Step 1, make sure to change your password. 2, check your multi-factor settings. Step 3, change the passwords for any other accounts that you might have used with that password.
Okay, dodged a bullet. Thanks, bro.
Yes, no problem. All right, now let's get back to important things like figuring out why the Wi-Fi dies every time that we need it most.
Suppers on the stove, a hard-working man something simple. In the yard, a dog at my feet, just a picking my guitar.
And that was My World by Conan Gray from Wishbone. All right, status update for where I'm at in the queue for Olivia Rodrigo tickets. I'm currently, it says my estimated wait time is 18 minutes. I'm a little confused because it said it was 15 minutes and now it says it's 18. So I don't really know what happened, but we're getting there. I'm really, really hoping that we're able to put in those requests for the Silver Star tickets and maybe we'll get them. But yeah, that's actively happening right now. So we are in the queue. For some reason, the estimated wait time keeps going up. So I'm a little confused. All right. You heard My World by Conan Gray. Something Simple by Ella Langley. He Gets Me So High by Biba Doobie and Paris by the 1975. This next one is from Noah Kahan's latest album, The Great Divide. He went on tour this summer. I'm really sad I wasn't there. It looks like an amazing show. And I think he still is on tour, so maybe if you can catch him. This is the song he opens with in the tour, and also one of my favorites off the album, and a song I listened to a lot this summer. This is American Cars by Noah Kahan.
Were so you know that I miss Still remember we were born to you were too polite to do it. Waves crash on the shore. I dash to the door. You don't knock anymore. And my whole life's ruined. Tick-tock.
Richie and Austin are often long for the ride. They don't say a lot, but they know every inch of this drive. These trees started talking, I bet you they'd only talk. We never do anything real, we just talk about it. And in August, the bugs are just starting to die. All the neighbors voting for someone who wins every time. I thought getting older meant no, it's too late to try. I tried getting sober, I swear I did better this time. Ooh.
control. Never been a brat before, but I'm knocking through your door. But you're nice, so I stay. Never met a British girl, you say. No one treats me this way. Other boys are here to say.
What can I say?
From Texas.
Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. Texas, I can tell. Come on, baby. Oh, just when I thought I got him to fall in love with Tennessee.
Now, if there is a single song of the summer that I would crown song of the summer, I honestly think it's like between that, Midnight Sun, and maybe like Stupid Song by Olivia Rodrigo. That's just my opinion, though. That was Choosing Texas by Ella Langley. All right, little update for you guys. Sorry that I did not do a lot of mic breaks. I just played a lot of songs back to back without talking to you guys. So I missed you. Hi, it's good to see you. Here's our status update. For those of you who don't know, I was just in line to purchase Silver Star tickets for Olivia Rodrigo's Unravel tour. I have submitted the request successfully for both dates that I wanted. So now we just wait. So yeah, we did it. And, my friend Grace, shout out Grace. She is currently in the queue. So yeah. Wait, I'm texting her right now. Good luck. You got this, girl. Yeah, so it's really, really cool how this works. We'll just see if we luck out and maybe the request will be fulfilled. $50 for two tickets to see Olivia Rodrigo. I'm not going to complain about it. But that pretty much concludes Lucas's Lit Tunes for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed. Tomorrow, Club Expo. Anyone listening, make sure you guys come to Club Expo. It is tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Duar Arena, which is in the Alumni Fieldhouse, not Alumni Hall. The Alumni Fieldhouse. Those are two separate buildings. At Club Expo, you're going to find lots of different clubs. You're going to find fun clubs that are super awesome, like WONI. You're going to find Music Industry Club. Those are some really awesome clubs you can join that are fun. Ultimate Frisbee, there's so many, I can't name them all. You're going to find education and academic related clubs. You're going to find different organizations around the school, including the Student Association, Activities Council, and more. And trust, you want to be there. There also will probably be Greek life there, I'm guessing. So go to Club Expo, explore everything that this campus has to offer. You're not going to make any friends or have a good time here if all you do is sit in your dorm room all day and twiddle your thumbs or scroll on TikTok. You're not going to make friends that way. You need to get out of your dorm. Go to Club Expo with your friends if you have any right now. And if you don't, you're probably going to meet some there. It is really the start of if you're a freshman, it's really the start of your entire college life. And I cannot stress enough that you guys need to go to Club Expo. So please go. Come see WONI. We'll be there and we can talk to you all about the station. And but yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you guys. So thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And I will catch you guys Monday for Stereotypes. But that's all I got for you. So have a good rest of your day. Have a good rest of your week. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
They're typing in their map, like coffee or lunch or gifts. And they're looking for something to stop at. Whereas people who work and maybe are in their routine don't realize, like, they don't walk. Like Hancock, I find it very walkable. But because there aren't that many open storefronts, people aren't necessarily, like, walking up and down the block.
That's Hannah Bonaguro describing the slow burn success of her store All Sorts, located in Hancock. All Sorts began as a store devoted to selling vintage items and provisions, but has since expanded to include coffee, baked goods, and cakes. It also hosts pop-up dinners as well as the occasional dinner service. This month, it celebrates its third anniversary. Bonaguro and All Sorts is the subject of today's Eating Upstate. Hannah Bonaguro grew up in northern New Jersey. After graduating from Simon's Rock College in the Berkshires, she spent the next 15 years working in New York City as a barista, a cafe manager, as well as working in vintage stores, and sometimes working as a cafe manager in a vintage store. She also hosted a Sunday night supper club that served vegetarian dishes. During the pandemic, she opened Your Other Left Ear, located in Fort Greene, Brooklyn.
So we opened a pop-up and it was primarily vintage. There was no food component at all. And that was running, I was part of that for about 3 years. But during that time, we opened all sorts and kind of added another state outpost. And then we added the cafe stuff back in. So kind of like went from food industry, like, and then just retail to now back to like retail and hospitality and food again. Yeah. For a while there was overlap and I was back and forth from the city trying to get this going on the weekends and working in the city all week. But Your Other Left Ear was my original store, project space turned retail store. And now it's like absorbed by all sorts.
Even before the pandemic, Bonaguro had an interest in relocating to the Catskills. In 2022, she rented an apartment in Hancock and opened All Sorts in December of that year. For a while, Bonaguro operated both All Sorts and Your Other Left Ear simultaneously.
I think it happened a little like faster than I expected, but I was like glad to go with that. So like when we opened it, we just didn't know it'd be such a food place. And it was, it just became clear that that's what was needed and that I would need to be here more days than just like Friday through Sunday. And then I still did both for a while. I didn't have to be at the Brooklyn shop all the time. It was like, I would go down twice a month. And then ultimately I phased that out to just focus on All Sorts. I still have a big like following and people are still on that website ordering stuff. So I've now combined the websites. It's almost like Your Other Left Ear has just been absorbed by All Sorts.
All Sorts conducted its first pop-up in May of 2023 when they hosted a pizza pop-up on the weekends. This year, they hosted pop-ups by Outer Space, a pop-up kitchen devoted to Iranian cuisine with a Texan twist, and the Casa Masa Project, a pop-up hosted by Bethel resident Mercedes Goleep.
I mean, I have mutuals with like Mercedes as well as Layla, so they kind of knew about All Sorts. And Mercedes from Casa Masa Project, she reached out to me and asked if she could do the 4th of July weekend at All Sorts. So we spearheaded that together. That was my only pop up in the summer, it turned out, just because we were open like 6 days a week. So we just, it was just hard to do dinner pop ups. And hers was, it was great, but it was just like a lot. And I wanted to have the store like now at this point in time, it more easily adapts into a dinner spot at night because I've like made more space and cleared the areas more. Whereas in the summer, I still had a lot of retail in the shop and it was harder to turn over from like day to night service. But hers was amazing as far as like the food and the turnout. And it was in the summer, so we had outdoor seating actually. And then Layla and her partner Rand came to All Sorts, like I think it was last spring, and introduced themselves and said they wanted to do a sandwich pop-up. So then Layla ended up doing Saturday, Sunday's lunch, which was a little easier to, we had her in the kitchen doing breakfast and lunch sandwiches and bowls. And that became like a consistent thing where we worked together and she helped me up front whenever I needed help with the cafe, which was pretty often.
Mercedes Goleep's The Casa Masa Project offers an interpretation of Venezuelan cuisine utilizing local ingredients. She relocated from New York City to Bethel in 2021 with the hopes of making more connections with the Catskills farming community. This past 4th of July weekend, Goleep hosted a Casa Masa Project pop-up at All Sorts. Here she shares with me why she chose All Sorts to host her pop-up.
She wanted to have a series of pop-ups with different chefs from the area. And so we we agreed on a date, and I had been at All Sorts before, but as a customer, and I found that place super charming, and just the vibes of, like, it feels like a living room, and you are surrounded by art and cookbooks and baked goods, and just Hannah's personality is also, like, super warm and cozy. So immediately when she mentioned that idea, I was absolutely on board. And it was a really good collaboration in the sense that I was able to, like, Hannah and I share the same ethos about, like, slow, local, handmade, reuse, recycle, like, all of that stuff. So I was immediately in love with, like, all the farmers that, like, she sources the food from. I think I sourced most of it from her marketplace. And it was just like a natural and organic collaboration in a way. Like, I felt very welcome at, like, it was like cooking at Hannah's home.
All Sorts sources their coffee from Rock Royal Farm in Walton and Big Mouth Coffee Roasters in Beacon. They source their tea from Tay Tea in Delhi, and their meat from Catskill Smokehouse, also located in Delhi. For dinner services and pop-ups, they serve beer from Upward Brewing Company in Livingston Manor, wine from Behemoth, a winery located in the Finger Lakes in the town of Burdett, located in Schuyler County, as well as Dear Native Grapes, a winery based in Walton that was profiled by Eating Upstate in 2023. During the warmer months, All Sorts also host CSA and produce pickups from 607 CSA.
People can sign up for shares and pick up weekly, or they can just order a la carte. Like, someone could order, like, butter and bacon and a loaf of bread. It's a little tricky because their pickup day is Tuesday. So, like, weekenders and people that aren't always here, like, leave stuff with me until Thursday or Friday. But yeah, we do weekly shares, but then you can also just order whatever from, they work with so many different producers. So I've been getting that going more, where people will order, like, yogurt or butter through the CSA.
Going forward, Bonaguro hopes to obtain a beer and liquor license to make it easier to host dinner service and other evening events. She also hopes to hire more help. Outside of All Sorts, you can see Bonaguro is an extra in the new movie Marty Supreme, scheduled to be released on Christmas Day.
Yeah, no, it's something I've actually been interested in from the start, but without having, like, the infrastructure with, like, staff and a fully built out kitchen, it's just been like, it's been just me kind of building it and incorporating food more and more and doing pop-ups to see how they go. And we had another one last night, and they seem to get better and better as far as turnout and people understanding, like, what it's about and what to expect. And I really like having the booze component. I think it's really nice to have, like, an evening place to gather. But it is kind of like a big leap, where I would want to make sure I had regular, like, staff and cooks to actually accommodate having, like, evening food. I don't want to just serve what I serve at the cafe during the day at night, beer and wine. I want there to be, I have all the menus drawn out, but I would really want to take it to the next level and become a dinner spot. And I just didn't want to bite off more than I could chew. And I'm in year three now, and I'm like, I think in the new year, this is what we're going to try to do. Yeah, that's new news. Cat's out of the bag. Yeah, we did, like, the casting director asked me to help cast people in Hancock, and a bunch of us ended up in it. And I was a little surprised to see, my friend saw that I was in the trailer and texted me. So I'm excited to see that. It comes out on Christmas.
All Sorts is located at 169 East Front Street in Hancock. You've been listening to Eating Upstate on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm Erin Shear, better known as Erin Darling. I hope you've enjoyed learning about some interesting establishments in the area, and I hope I've inspired you to go out and explore. This program was written, edited, and produced by me, and the theme song is Desire by Kamazi Washington. I'll be back in the fall with some more music shows. Thank you for listening. This is WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York. Keep it locked.
Play another song.
This is slow tonight, isn't it?
Didn't Mommy and Daddy show you enough attention?
69 for 420 equals 666.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000 on it, I quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be happy.
I haven't been myself since the baby was born.
What's wrong with me?
I should be happy, but I'm sad.
Will these feelings ever go away?
Being pregnant and having a baby can be a wonderful experience, but sometimes it can make you feel sad, anxious, or constantly worried about being a good mother. If you're pregnant or a new mother and feel depressed, you're not alone. Symptoms of depression include frequent crying, inability to sleep or sleeping too much, no appetite or eating too much, feeling overwhelmed, irritability or anger, loss